News on the BBC this week. They had a complete documentary on PowerShift 09.
Oh, nice.
Now, powershift.org, people can go out there and check it out. It's a green activists.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, the government has taken over this particular conference, and they loaded it up with Obama people. The keynoter was the EPA woman, Paul Podesta, one of the major staffers, second in command of one of these other guys, looked like the organizer from the way they had this thing structured, the way they did the show, this documentary. Bill Clinton was there. Everybody was loaded up. There was loaded up with these guys. And here's what I'm watching this thing thinking, well, this is just another. And they got all these kids. It's a bunch of young people. And they're getting them all pumped up with, this green stuff and, global warming. And so then they jump to showing some of the behind the scenes seminars. They always have the breakouts.
Oh, of course.
So the breakouts are training the kids on civil disobedience. Resisting arrest, how to do sit-ins properly, how to lock arms, how to do passive resistance. Wait a minute, let me get this straight. And anybody who happens to be one of those people, I'd like to ask a question. Since when does the government train the youth to do these sorts of things? The first thing I thought of was either Nazi youth or the young kind.
Well, wait a minute. No, this was American youth or British youth?
The first thing I thought of was either Nazi youth or the young Communist Party. This is training the youth. Well, when is the government training?
Wait. Was this British youth or American youth? I'm confused.
American youth. This was all Americans. This show, is a British show. But this was in the United States, this beating. And it was our government training kids to do sit-ins, how to lock arms, how to resist arrest.
But against who? There's resisting against the government?
There you go. Apparently not. I would think it's resisting against big business who doesn't do what they're supposed to do.
Oh, my
goodness. That's the
goodness.
Only thing I can think.
Oh, my
only
goodness.
Thing I can think.
Yeah.
It was stunning. I was shocked.
I saw Rahm Emanuel. He was interviewed on CNBC, and I didn't see the whole interview. I just saw a soundbite. But one of his answers was literally, we're in a fantastic place right now where there's an opportunity to figure out what the relationship really should be between big business and government. I'm like, oh, my God, the guy's just out and out saying it, that they want to have control. There's got to be some kind of takeover or some kind of relationship.
Yeah, and if you don't knuckle under, then the kids are going to be sent over there to protest, sit in, harass you, essentially. This is harassment. I mean, they're training the kids to be harassers, because just people who haven't signed on to 100% of the green initiative. And of course, the whole thing boiled down once again because of the keynoter and everybody else brought it up. Cap and trade, carbon credits, cap and trade.